Cape Breton Islanders.com.
Hey, Anastasia on the phone right now. We have the head coach of the Cape Breton West Islanders, Kyle Gillis. Kyle, how are you doing?
How you doing, Michael? Thanks for having me.
And Kyle, it must be a little weird right now, me saying the head coach of the Cape Breton West Islanders, you being the assistant for so long. How's the first year of head coaching going?
Outstanding, Michael. And I'll tell you, over the last few years, I learned from some of the best. And being a teacher for so long, I can tell you that being a good one, you got to be a good thief. So, you know, I've spent my time with a lot of good people over the years. So, yeah, I feel really prepared for the challenge.
Well, that's awesome, and you're doing a good job so far. The team's looking pretty good. I mean, you're off to a little bit of a rocky start, but you're coming off a win. So how's the team looking so far this year in your eyes?
Yeah, we look really good. We have a great mix of veteran players and new faces on the squad. And, we were behind the eight ball a little bit this year going 0-4 at the Early Bird Tournament. But since then, we're really picking up steam. And an interesting note, the top two teams in the league have three losses. And, you know, we've given them two of them. So, you know, we're on the right track and we're heading upwards. Yeah.
Now, Kyle, I've got a question for you here. I'm curious to know, you guys are coming off a win here this past weekend off the Valley Wildcats there. I mean, how are you feeling going into this weekend? You have a game coming up against the Halifax Macs.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, and we were down 3-0 after the first period on Sunday, and this is, as far as the standings go, the top team in the league, so it showed a lot of character, a lot of guts to come back and take it in the shootout on Sunday. Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, it was a fantastic game. I was able to watch that on the Facebook live stream. But the other question I have for you, you've had quite a few players actually get drafted into the QMJHL and the MHL. Now, some of them have not made it, of course, but I want to know, what are your thoughts on that, you know, coming off of that last season into this season where you've had some guys return after some QMJHL training camps?
Right, and in my experience, especially in this area, it's so important to get our third-year guys back. And, oftentimes it turns out to be one of their, you know, more successful years in hockey. So it's certainly not a knock on anybody for coming back in their third year. We had an amazing year with Nick McNeil last year. We had, I think, upwards of 13 players drafted between the Junior A League and the Quebec League. So outstanding, and they bring a lot of great experience back and you know, let the other boys know what it takes to play at the next level. So, yeah, it's great for everybody, yeah.
And, Kyle, I mean, we can't talk about the Cape Breton West Islanders without kind of flashing back to the TELUS Cup. And, of course, your goaltender from the TELUS Cup winning team, Colton Ellis, still in St. Louis training camp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, Colton, just a small town guy that has done well, and it couldn't have happened to a better person. And, you know, we always say, you know, good people make good hockey players, and Colton's one of the best. He still keeps in touch with us, you know, almost on a weekly basis. He's just that kind of guy, right? And just the big sense of pride watching him play, you know, on the big screen, right? It's an unbelievable journey that he's been on, an incredible man of success. And, just brings a lot of pride to the organization, and, it gives you a good feeling if, we're doing something right around here. I know he had a great experience with the Islanders. So, yeah, we're always keeping tabs on Colton pretty closely. And remarkable that he's still, you know, I think he's still in the top three in St. Louis. So, unbelievable accomplishment so far. And we're excited to see where the season leads him.
Well, Kyle, that's all I have for you, and I think that's all Anastasia has for you as well. But is there anything you'd like to add?
We play the Halifax Macs this weekend, Michael, in Port Hood. Saturday, the puck drops on at 6 o'clock. And I believe since we're in Phase 5, the doors will open at 5 o'clock, and as long as you present your double vaccination card, you're good to go. So, the floodgates are open in Port Hood this weekend, so we're hoping to fill the rink.
It should be a good one, and you also have a game on Sunday, correct?
Yes, puck drops at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and the doors will open at 12.
Well, perfect. Thanks so much, Kyle, for coming on the Hawk Morning Show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Michael.
It has been a great one, and we wish you the best. The Cape Breton West Islanders, they drop the puck on Saturday and Sunday against the Halifax Max. Should be some good games.